Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Authorized and paid for by Yes on 792 Inc.
Did you know that Oklahomans have a chance to help our local wine and craft brewing industry, all while making shopping more convenient? Oklahoma State Question 792 would allow local wineries to ship out of state. Grocery and convenience stores would be able to sell wine and refrigerated beer. And liquor stores could offer refrigerated wine and beer along with non-alcohol items like ice, mixers, or corkscrews.
Please come again.
Not only will this create more jobs, but it will also help keep revenue right here at home. Oklahomans won't have to go out of state to enjoy the convenience of one-stop shopping. And our local wineries and craft breweries can flourish, making life a little more convenient, helping local businesses thrive, and helping Oklahoma's economy grow. That's a win-win-win for Oklahoma. Let's boost Oklahoma's economy. Vote yes on 792. We're last on the ballot, so keep voting until you see 792.
Cattle futures finished the day slightly lower on the feeder cattle, higher on the live cattle. Feeder cattle were anywhere from 5 to 30 lower here after trading higher for the most part this morning. They did sell off just a touch. Out there in March, we've been trading relatively sideways for the past 4 days, including today. But that was a bounce off the 110 area that we saw five to 10 days ago. And we're going back to where we were at the 1st of October. We're still at a discount to the moving averages, which are 120.70 in March, so about $5 off that. We did trade as high as 117.25 earlier today, but then closed off $2. A little bit disappointing action there. On the live cattle, we were stronger. 104.12 on the October's, up 107. Box beef at midday was slightly lower, down 78 at 181.53 on choice. Select up 8 cents at 168.53. The trade this week looks like it's going to round out from 103 to 105, which is $4 to $5 higher than where we were last week. Hogs today bounced a little bit, up $1.32 at $45.52. It looks like they have finally found some solid ground here in the mid-40s for the December hogs, which, of course, is a welcome sight given the slide that they have seen.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were higher in the corn, about 3 to 3.5 cents higher. We're at the top end of the trading range for the December corn. They closed at 357 and three quarters. They went as high early in the day of about 358 and a half. So right on the top end of that range, where we've the highest levels we've been since really July was the last time we've been up to these levels. So that's a welcome sight here, as these hedge funds are short. If the market makes new highs, they will likely start to cover that short position, and that could also bring some more buying to the table. Now, exports this morning were 800,000 metric tons for corn. That was right in the middle of the range. Beans continue to be huge at 2.04 million metric tons. That's quite impressive there for beans, and that's the reason why these beans have really taken off and are over $10, only up 3 to 4 cents today on the first 4 months. But that's the reason. It seems like global demand is really what's driving the beans higher, not the large. It's not really paying much attention to the large bean crop we're having here in the United States. It seems more like the global demand, global growth, Asia growth, all that is really taking a precedent and driving these soybeans higher. But as a farmer, you will accept any reason as long as they are going higher. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.